Bonanza. Amanda shows me my bones, a picture of my spine, ghost-like, snake-like, like it could rattle. I say, Amanda, it looks crooked. Why is that? She shrugs. You're not the only one. Your bone density's fine. You can go now. My plebeian spine walks me toward the mammogram room, where I flop my boob onto the plastic tray. Flop is not exactly accurate concerning these tater tots. Darlene tussles with them, trying to yank what's barely there and squish it under the plate. Wait, I say, trying not to yell. Darlene waits, complimenting me on my earrings. I explain where I bought them in case she'd like a pair, and she asks if I'm ready, and before I answer, my flesh is smashed and splayed into place. I'm told not to breathe. The machine whirs. My spine curves even more weirdly. I am bones hung with a hunk of tissue, muscle, blood. I am not the only one who rattles and spins on the wheel of living's roulette. And finally, Darlene says, you can go now, as she stares at a computer screen. Is her expression alarmed, or maybe her mouth just slightly crooked? I stand straight and naked, from the waist up except for my earrings, the room cold slabs of concrete, where the body is a dumb animal searching for a way out. Bloused, I elevator from the basement and walk outside into a bonanza of sunshine, the crowded street, the amazing meat of us, the jostling bones of us, the creaking, the sloshing, the man carrying his baby against his chest in a sash, as if he's holding eggs while riding a unicycle, the old lady pushing an older lady in a wheelchair so slowly the universe could be redesigned before they cross the street to the storefront brimming with apricots and artichokes. Doesn't take x-ray eyes to see something inside us all. Like a secret, I wish we'd tell without fear, leaning close, nearly kissing the other's ear.